In all matter, Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say now and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you've got the glory, the honor, and all the praises is in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and all of God's children. Sometimes you'll say something before you know it, and because I know he specializes. And I dare you begin to think to see where God already done brought you. Yes. And you know it ain't nobody but the Lord to make you happy. You can't. I was trying to take the man's song, but there just something went in there. Because I know he know how to specialize. He specialized in everything. Ain't no something special, but everything. He doesn't have some power. He got all of it. Yeah, don't go nowhere looking for no more, because he got all of it. And he has some pretty good sized hands in him. If he got everything in his hand, I don't care what your problem may be, God can fix it. That's all he's saying. See, regardless of who you are, where you come from, God can fix anything. Nothing too hard for God. If anybody got the whole world in his hand, he held everything. He's not begging for nothing. It's my honor that I can call his name. Call his name. Turn your Bible, if you will, to 2 Chronicles, if you will, and 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Second Chronicles 7:14, a familiar scripture that many of us know without even looking in the Bible. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. My people. My people. Evidently, he doesn't own all the people. All right. Pushing the pronoun, yes, my. So it must be to more people somewhere. Yes. But not my people.
All right. I hear you, Pastor. Yes.
And God can't lie. Yes. It's the more people that he don't own.
All right.
If he doesn't own, somebody else must have owned them. There is another supernatural being out there. And if God doesn't own them, the devil owns them. And we can't serve both master at the same time. It's impossible, the Bible says. It's impossible for to go right and left at the same time. Forward and backwards at the same time. Jesus said, you love me or you don't love me. If you love me, you'll do what I say and not what somebody else have said. My people. just for a few moments, we're going to use a thought. The peoples of God. The peoples of God. If my people. Question mark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If my people.
Yes, sir.
So I let you know God have some peoples that he owns and called his own. He owns everything, but he not in charge of some peoples. He got some peoples that are about to get happy right there.
Yes, sir.
He have some peoples that been touched. They've been touched. They've been touched by the power of God. And we don't say that like the old folk used to say it, but I'm gonna bring it up that if you've been touched by God, you don't do what you used to do. You don't go where you used to go.
Yeah.
Okay, I know where I'm going now. You don't drink what you used to drink. Because you God what? Peoples. You've been changed. Heart of mine. And just let us know that God created everybody, but everybody is not his what? People. Created every human being. But all of them are not his what? People. Something got to happen from the inside to be claimed his what? People. There's got to be a new life, on the inside. My body may look the same, but my soul doesn't act the same. Come from God, what?
People.
Preach, Reverend.
Yes, God, people, we are a special people. We should be thankful because God picked you. That's right. Oh yeah. We He's not partial, but no kind of way. He's not the kind of God that want to be separated from you. But those who have a desire to be with God. And God already know that. He picked those who will follow him. Look at the neighbor and say, I'm glad I've been picked by God. And Brother Lawyer, you know, he's been picked out to be a part of his people. And God is still looking and still calling people every day to come to be with him. What are you waiting on? Look at your name and say, what you waiting on?
My.
He waiting on somebody in here now.
That's right.
Because after a while, he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's giving us plenty of time. All kind of time.
time. We wasting time.
Yeah.
But he's coming back, and he ain't going to listen to nobody else. Then you better catch up while he's merciful.
Yeah.
And if you don't catch him while he is merciful, you've got to see him on the other side. And you don't want to see him in his wrath. God can get mean. He God. He loved man so. That means he's taking him so long to come back. God Almighty. God is still looking for people every day. And he waiting on somebody. This let us know that God owns everything. Not only owns everything, he owns everybody. But he does not claim everybody and everything. Owning that. But he does not claim everybody and everything. And since we are one of his what? Peoples. God Almighty. I'm a part of his plan. See, I'm not one of his chicken or duck. I'm one of in what he have created in his likeness. Like God. God Almighty. Think like God. Act like God. So God is seeking folks every day. God Almighty. To be his what? People.
Amen.
Of all people not here.
You're right. You're right.
I'm glad I'm one of his what?
People.
The peoples of God. Been claimed by God. And if you've been claimed by God, oh boy, he can fix it where you can walk water. I said he can fix it, I just. Nah, he can fix it where you can be in a lounge then, and the down lounge would go to sleep, and you would rest on the lounge. If you've been clean.
Yes, sir.
You've been clean.
That's right.
Because can't nobody hold him down. Can't nobody keep him down. He proved that why he was on the right. They know he died.
Yes.
I'm about to get a hat on that, boy.
Yes.
He was hanging where the whole world can see him. It wasn't no trick going on. Wasn't no magic going on. They saw him. They speared him. Real blood came out of him. They know he was him. They saw him when they put him in the grave. They saw that. They said he was over. He stayed in the grave 3 days and three nights. The grave tried all he could to hold him.
You're right, brother. You're right.
We'll never fully understand that. And however, he got up out the grave with all power, not some of it, but all power. He gave up all the power everywhere, east, west, north, south, everywhere, and put it in handshake. And see, I got all of it. In my hand. Not part of it. I got what? In my what? Hand. He must have got some big old hands, ain't he, boy? All power in my hand. Not only that, let me throw this in before I go any further. I got all power in my hand, and I can do what I want to do. Can't nobody stop me from doing what I want to do. But one thing that God kind of let us know, if you are his people, God Almighty, because he knows you're one of his children.
Amen.
He'll stop and see about you.
Yeah. Yes, he will, brother. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Strange God. I'm so glad I got happy when I thought about it. I'm glad I'm one of God's people. I may not look like, I don't know how he looks. I may look like a pig to him, but I'm one of his. I can call on him. Ain't you glad you can call on him? Ain't you glad that God is not like some of us? When he started hating folks, he hated everybody. And God get that hate get in and God just started hating everybody. You look like hate then. But when you got the joy of the Lord on your side, you can have joy in the midst of your tears. And folks will wonder, that lady crazy. She's around there shouting. They ain't got no bread to eat.
All right. Come on now.
Running that shop with them raggedy shoes on him.
Yeah. Come on.
You just need to know who God is.
Yeah.
He'll give you joy above everything that you've gone through with. Yeah. Oh, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
If anybody, listen to me, if anybody can still have joy in a long den, you know good and well God is some God.
Yeah. He's some God.
Glory to God.
That's how we got to see God.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm one of his pupils.
Yeah.
The peoples of God.
Yeah.
Peoples of God. And if God does not claim you as one of his people, who else can you be? If he cannot claim you, in a sense, it doesn't want God nothing too much, but he loves us so. Look at the neighbor. Say, neighbor, can God claim you as one of his people? And all of these billion people around here. God of mine. God knows his children. Ain't that so? All these billion folks, God knows him from the devil. If you're not God's child, you got to be the devil's child. If you're not the devil's child, you got to be God's child. You can't be both at the same time.
Say that.
My people.
My. Personal reference.
We've been stamped. Can I put it like this?
Yeah.
We've been tagged. Because we've been washed. That world is male, not on us no more. Heavenly smell on us. We use heavenly deodorant now. Y'all just got to let me say it. You know what I mean. Something on the inside. But keep you going now. Because we are what? God's people.
Yes,
and we're going to rebuke the devil right now. Whatever's going on over there, God is able to do anything but fail. Jesus. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. My sister and brother, have no doubt about Jesus. Please don't. It's getting to a point now where we're trying to sweep Jesus out the church. We're getting to a point now where Jesus becomes lesser and lesser to the church. It gets to a point now that we can make it without Jesus. And if you just read this Bible, and you'll find out, keep living a little while longer. In these last days, we paying the Bible no attention now. We get, so we don't need this no more. Until we get in a mess. And thank God got Alzheimer's or something. He got a way to get you back home. Not only getting back home, he'll run you home. Go check out the prodigal son. He'll get you back home. He'll let all this stuff run out that you had. Now you got to go find Jesus. But thank God he's a loving God, a kind God. And I'm glad I'm one of his people. Truly, absolutely. The whole world. Everybody say whole world. The whole world. Not part of it. But the whole world belongs to Jesus. He created everything. He created everybody. There's nothing slipped in here. Can't nothing slip in and can't nothing slip out. God got all power. I say all. Everybody say all. All means no more. He got all power in his hand. God Almighty. But God did not create it sin. Sin came from the devil. He wants God's job. He tried to take over, but he can't take over. He got jealous. Because he wants God's job. Can't but one somebody be God at a time. It's nowhere where we can find where God was never was God. If you can, show it to me. If it's in the Bible that you got the wrong Bible.
Alright.
When we got here, God Almighty. When the doctor pulled you out your mother's womb, it was God. If you get literally get all of them Methuselah, he still gonna be who? God. Like this, the Lord. This Bible doesn't lie, brother. And the fullness of there, everything belongs to the Lord. But God, watch this now. Again, God did not create it sin. It came from the devil. Because he wants the job of God. He wants God's job. He wants to take over. He tried all he can to take over our lives. When you give your life to Christ, the devil gonna mess with you more then. You got to pray more. You can't stop praying because you give your life to Christ. The devil wants you always. He wants to word you to death. You may be a child of God, but he wants to word you to death. But thank be to God, God gave his children power. And we can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to rebuke him. Look him in the eye. Say, I rebuke you, devil, in Jesus' name. And you better not say, for it is written. How dare you? That really good enough scripture.
Right.
How dare you?
Right.
Them old folks say, I double dog dare you. How dare you? It started just repeating scriptures. On the devil. The devil can be looking at you like this. I dare you keep on with your scripture. Keep on with them scripture. He can't do nothing with it. I mean it. It may look funny, but I promise you, he can't mess with scripture. He know God cannot lie. He know this is God's son talking. He know his word is Jesus Christ.
That's right. We know.
The devil ain't about to be no fool. He make a fool out of us if you let it. But he ain't about to be no fool. He know God. He recognize God. He got to stand still when he see God. He got to see what God going to let him do. If the devil can do what he want, you thought you'll get up this morning? No. If the devil can do what you want, you thought you'll be sitting down there? No. He want to kill all of us. But God says, you better wait, bro. You can't touch none of my children until I allow you to touch them. This is the kind of God that we serve. We serve an awesome God. We're not serving a begging God. We're not serving a God that can't hardly walk crippled. We can't serve a God that's sick. Sick come to kill you. Ain't that right? Sickness will kill you if you don't watch yourself. But when sickness sees Jesus, you got the bag up. We don't know who we serve him. We are his who? Peoples. Peoples. Watch this. Take your time, Walker. Watch this. Something about kinfolk.
Well.
Ain't that right? Let's get it. Something about kinfolk. If two men finna fight here and you got a son over here and nephews and things, and if the uncle, whatever, son feel like he gonna get beat up, them nephew son gonna step over there. Gonna step there. God got it fixed. Well, when you mess with his children,
come on, Rabbi.
He got an elder brother.
Yeah.
We got an elder brother. His name is Jesus. When I was a boy, you know, coming up, I have a brother named Frank Jr.
Yeah, Frank Jr.
I'm not lying. And somebody bust off up nobody, if you hear me. But the other boy, Frank Jr., was a bad fella. I'm not lying. I was just, Frank Jr. was a bad fella. They were afraid of Frank Jr. And didn't nobody bother us. Because of Frank Jr.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Frank Jr. was a bad fella.
Yeah.
Down in Bustall, y'all. Bustall folks. Bustall. I'm a child of God. You better be careful messing with God's children. My elder brother. His name is
Jesus.
That means God give us boldness. And we can use our father, brother name. We can rebuke the devil in the name. It's something about his name. What is number one? He have exalted that name above every name. And after the name, everybody got to what? God. When you got Jesus, you got everything God got. My only son, I put the whole world in his hand. I'm a part of God people. The peoples of God. God of mine. Watch this now. But God did not create sin. Sin came from the devil. He won't God's job. He wants to take over. But thank God for Jesus. And people who love sin is of who? The devil. I'm going to say it again. All of us come short of his glory. But people who love sin fall in love with sin. You are the devil. I'm not calling you the devil. Don't say what the Bible says. See, when we do the devil right, we are the devil. And God gave us power to resist the devil. He gave us enough of power to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And when we rebuke him in the name, he got to flee. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the world is full of God people. And the world is full of the devil people. Both of them have what? People. Both of them come to church. God went far enough to ask the devil, where are you going? Then he said, What the devil look like sitting up here?
Reverend.
In God's house.
Reverend.
He don't care nothing about God. We come to worship God.
Yeah.
But what are you here for?
Mama.
Huh?
Mama.
He's not here to help nobody.
Mama.
Well, what are you here for?
Mama.
What the devil come to church for? We ain't gonna talk about him. He heaven for. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he knows. Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, I have come that you may have what? Life. And have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I don't know why, folks. That the devil don't be in church. He be in church every Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Every Sunday.
Seeing who he can mess up.
Yeah.
Seeing who he can lead astray.
Yeah.
That means we ought to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, live like Jesus. That means we ought to, that Jesus be seen in our lives. Tell not to be too hard,
God,
to this thing, God, people. it ought not to, in a sense, you know. When we read the Bible and see how God folks act, it really here, how we should act.
Yeah.
Say it.
I say it's in here. Well, why they get mad when you say you act just like the devil?
It's in there.
Why, God, I'm going to say, what I look like, look at it like this, what I look like getting mad because you called me a devil? You don't know who you are. You may call me a devil because I stab and look at you in the eye. You ain't nothing but a devil. No, you the devil. I ain't talking about you now, you know.
Well,
God got children, not afraid of the devil. Greater than he that is in me than he that is in the world. God Almighty. God people ought to act like God people. We get certain places we don't want to act like God people. Can't say it like this, but I'm going to say it like this. We want to go to certain places, we put on the robe of God. And ain't but one more robe to put on. And that's the devil robe. I call you out of darkness. You can see now into the marvelous light. You ain't got to be led astray now. Because you know, when you know, you ain't got to follow the devil no more. You know how he comes. You know what he does.
Mama.
God Almighty. God is in control of everything. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, people who love sin is of the devil. I don't mean no harm. I'm just telling you the truth now. See, not the matter that we sinless. I said, no, I said, that what love. See, if you in love with it, evidently you don't know Jesus.
All right.
All right. We're not perfect. We're going to come short of in glory. I said, but if you still what? In love with it. Ever did you have met Jesus yet? And you can't serve two masters at the same time. That's his holy name. And people who love sin, I'm going to say it again, is, I said, love it. In love with the devil. Paul said, every time I want to do good, fever is always present. I don't care. Every time I want to help somebody, devil coming. Every time I want to do right, devil right there. Tell you something else. But you got to read the Bible where you know when the devil comes, you know when the devil comes, you know when Jesus comes.
What's it going
to
take?
Jesus able to keep us, and we got to decide to be kept.
Hey guys, this is Andre for the Fast Lane Truck, and today is a great day because we're doing acceleration runs in brand new 2017 dually trucks. We have all three, but these videos are individual for each truck. Right now, I'm in the 2017 Ford Super Duty F-350 dually with a big 6.7 liter.
Oh, my. Okay, go on.
There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
Yeah.
And Satan came also among them.
Now, what are you coming for? God didn't send for him. What are you coming for? I know it may sound funny. Every real church, the devil be there every Sunday. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. I say every real church who lifted up the name of Jesus, the devil must be there every Sunday.
Amen.
God Almighty. That was a day when as soon as a capital D God came to present themselves before the Lord, who was there? I call you, bro.
That's right. That's right. He came.
This is the reason a child of God ought to pray all the time. Jesus told us to pray without ceasing. Why we got to do so much of praying? Because the devil. Can't you find a prayer? It can't hardly get your mind straight. The devil messing with your mind.
All right.
Sometimes you're trying to pray, you mess you up so bad, you got thought all over again. Because the devil messing with your mind. Sometimes I'll be praying, I say, bro, you might as well forget it.
Come on.
Don't let it stop your prayer. Keep on praying. If he can't interrupt you, he got to move out the way. I'm talking to my Savior. I'm talking to my Lord. I'm talking to the one who got all power. You try to pray, mess coming in your mind. Mess coming in your mind. You better watch that sometime. Paul said, every time I want to do good, not every night or two, every other night.
Every time.
I want to do good, evil steps in the way. He hate God peoples. But he can't stop God peoples. He done tried all kind of ways. We don't show how he tried to stop. God owned everything. He owned the Red Sea. I said he owned the Red Sea. But God always got a way to escape regardless of what you got to cross over. Pharaoh wanted to get Moses. God Almighty. But he forgot he owned the Red Sea. Pharaoh said he can get across anyway. We'll get him.
Well.
Moses got scared and started hollering, oh Lord. He said, what you got in your hand, bro? I got a rod in my hand. I stretched it over the Red Sea. A rod. A walking stick. God can get in a walking stick.
Amen.
Any way to get away from it, God got a way of escape. I don't care what it is. If he had to wait Moses before everybody, then that was a miracle work. Got a rod. And put it, stretched it out. Asked Moses, what you got in your hand? Lord, understand me now. You understand me. Moses ain't got no little stick. What you got in your hand? Oh, well, stretch it out.
Raw!
Just stretch it out!
Yeah.
And when you stretch it out, miracles take place!
Yeah.
And Pharaoh said, we got him.
Yeah.
We got him. He can't cross no Red Sea. Ain't no ship there. I don't see no boats nowhere around there.
Yeah.
We got him. Y'all just cool it. We got him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't get across.
Thank you,
but watch God.
Thank
see, he owns everything.
Yeah.
Wow! They were crossing, God put a fire between him and Moses. Caught him, you're the fire. See, it take him a long time to cross it, see? But guess what? God put a fire between him and Moses, the devil and Moses. And they ain't about to run through no fire. Pharaoh said, what in the world? Where'd that come from? The devil have us doing stupid things. Trying to fight God. You'll never win fighting God. Ain't no winning nowhere fighting God. spread the Red Sea. Come on. And had a wall of water, a fire. And they couldn't go through fire. I don't know how long it took, but boy, they got crawled.
Yes, sir.
And then, watch God. Don't mess with his children.
Right.
Watch God. God moved his fire away after they got crawled. And when they got crawled, they got on the other side. The water still banked up. Can't make no fool out of God. Don't mess with God, children. He'll set a trap for you. And Pharaoh don't crazy enough. God made a plan for his children and not the devil's children. And God let that crazy child start going across the Red Sea. Then all of them got in there and told the water to come back together. You can't do nothing with God. You got to try to be on his side. I'm glad I'm on his side. I'm glad he put me on his side. We ain't trying to get over. We're already over. Your trust is to be in God.
Hallelujah.
We are God people, and God knows how to take care of his own people. God's the one made us. He knows all about us. I'm glad I'm a part of God's program. He knows how to take care of us. Sometimes when we stand up for Jesus, the devil has your everything. But God always got a way to get you out.
Amen.
I dare you to keep your trust in him, because you are one of his what? People.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can't do nothing with God, folks. Ain't no winning nowhere. When you see church folk fighting one another, sometimes some saved and some lost.
All right.
If the one that saved is standing up for Jesus, you might well forget it.
All right.
You can't win no way you go.
Amen.
Where you was gonna get well, but get messing with God's children, he'll make you more sick.
All right. Amen.
Have all kind of steaks in the refrigerator. Have all kind of in wherever you got it, and can't even eat it. Don't let God be your enemy. That big mattress you got, you can't even sleep and rest on. And that food you used to eat, it makes you feel good, now it's making you sick.
That's right.
See, when you go against God, everything else against you.
All right.
It ain't no winning. We are God people. And we act like we don't belong to God. But when you God people, you ain't got to be afraid. You got to stand up for Jesus. God will take care of you.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Paul, you too?
No, sir.
Read, Paul.
And the Lord said unto Satan,
yeah,
whence cometh thou?
Yeah.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down.
Up and down. Yeah. To and fro. Walking to and fro. What are you doing? Walking up and down. To and fro. Walking up. Walking down. To and fro. Walking up. Walking down. And stupid, don't it? If I keep on doing it, y'all gonna call somebody on me. Up and down. Walking to and fro. Seeing. He's looking.
Look here.
He's just doing it for fun. He wants to kill somebody. He wants to get a hope to somebody. And when God got his children protected, you got to get permission from him. God Almighty. Never. God Almighty. I'm talking to every real child of God. You don't have to be afraid to stand up for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Stop being chicken.
That's right. Yes.
You don't have to be afraid to stand up for Jesus. If God can't keep you, find you somebody else. But I know God is able to keep you.
Yes.
When you put your trust in God, can't nobody mess with you. Not God allow you to mess with you.
Amen.
And sometimes you're going to be tested by God.
Right.
If God be for us, who can be against us? Watch this. Watch this. Watch God. Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered? He's sick. He's sick, folks, on me. Just to show his power.
Yes,
not my power, but not our power, but to show his power.
All right.
Yes, come. Where are you going, Satan? Watch this now. You don't love me. Where are you going? You don't care nothing about me. I know I preach Jesus. I don't care what nobody
says.
If you don't come in here, in this house here, looking for Jesus, already got Jesus. Now if you come to a place where you ain't going to hear nothing about Jesus, you better not come in here.
All right. Preach.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say like them old folks said, I double dog day. Because if you're messing, you may just mess around. in this fire.
Yeah.
You may get born.
Yes.
You may come in here with hate in your heart.
Jesus.
But when the Holy Ghost get through with you,
yes,
you'll come here loving folks.
Yes.
Can't nobody win against God.
Yes.
Can't nobody win. When you're against God, you already have fought a losing battle. It already been tried, and God already showed up. When you're on my side, can't nothing harm you.
Yes.
I said nothing.
Amen.
He'll make your enemy your footstool.
Yes.
Ain't that something to think about?
Yes.
It's in the Bible.
Yes.
Make your enemy the one who's trying to kill you, one who hates you, one who can't stand you. And you may, God just let you get down on something. Well, you need some help. And you can't stand that fellow. You can't stand that sister. But need the dishes washed. Bed need to be made up in. You bad. I ain't talking about old Rosie. Young. And something hit your man. The Holy Ghost. I believe I go by Sister Rosie's house. And I don't lack of where I'm going. Can't win. You can't win. No kind of way.
No,
you make your bulldog start of growling at you. Can't do nothing with God. I'm just going on anyway. I'm just going on. No, you got to go. God got you going.
That's right.
God got you going. Man, how you doing, Savior? I'm doing all right. I stopped by. You need anything? You know, Susan may get well just coughing surprise or so. He'll make your enemy feed you. You didn't know that. He'll make your enemy give you a biscuit. We can't do nothing with God.
Amen.
But all that is need. I'm glad I'm on the God side. I'm glad I'm a part of his purpose. Look at the name and say, I'm glad.
I'm glad.
One of his people. Yeah. This is catalog number 1828.
Hold
catalog
your head
number 1828.
Stop holding your head down so much. You belong to God. If God be for you, who can be against us? Lord, yes, we're going to go through trials. Yes, we're going to go through tests. But God don't try you out. He wants you to test him. He wants you to trust him. And I dare you to stand still.
Yeah.
Stand on the word of God. Ah, double dog, Dad, you to stand on this right here.
Amen.
Watch this now. Watch this now. I dare you. Everybody say, I dare
you. I dare you.
I dare you start a little bit of your enemy.
All right. All right.
I double dog dare you. Right. Start a little bit of folks who hate you.
All right.
Try it and see.
Amen.
We got to get out of all this stuff out of his way and let him use us.
Well,
don't be afraid to trust God.
Amen.
I said, don't be afraid to trust God. We are his people.
Yes.
He's looking for good fruit. I said, he's looking for what kind of fruit you producing?
Mama.
Since you've been converted. He's able to do anything. But he just can't think.
Amen.
Don't put in your mind, I'm a try God. Who you think you are? I'm like you something. I'm a try God. Let God have messed up somewhere. Just trust him. I don't care what you're going through with. In a sense, when I say I don't care, regardless of what you're going through with,
yes,
God is able to bring you out of it.
Yes, sir.
And watch this now. If he doesn't bring you out, he'll give you a stand. Just stand on what you got to go through.
That's
with.
Right.
Because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We are God peoples. We are God peoples. We used to be the devil people, but we've been changed. God bought us with a price. We are healed. Trust God and see what will happen to your life. I wish you had another hour, but y'all won't stay here. Y'all leave. I know you will. But... You sure right. Man. Watch this. I'm going to let you go. Watch this. Watch this. God loves, he loves mankind.
Amen.
Yes.
I say he loves mankind. Amen. I mean love. A godly love. He loves. He loves us what? So. Until he's done something about it. He loved us so he couldn't take it. He stepped out of heaven. Came down here. And went to a cross. To die. For mankind. Watch this now. I'm finna go. To die for mankind. Because he what? Loved. See, sometimes we say, I love them so, I don't know what to do, and don't do nothing. You're right. But God so what?
Love.
Say that, Pastor. Say that.
The world that he what?
Say.
He act.
All right. All right, Pastor. All right.
He moved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On our behalf.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gave his life to keep us from going to hell. Ain't you glad? You glad? Ain't you glad? You glad? Ain't you glad? God's gonna save you. He didn't have to do it, but the love of God. I'm finna go. Watch this. He loved us so. He done something about it. He died for. You can't do no more than that. Somebody had to die for sin.
All right.
To please God. God wasn't going to destroy man. The son said, I'll go.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll go and take his place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Because I can get up when I feel like it.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He paid a debt
thank you, Lord.
For every human being. Watch this now. Anybody go to hell, they go because they want to go.
That's right. That's right.
That's what he died for, to keep me, you, from going to hell.
Amen.
But you got to what? Believe in that he done that for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Salvation so simple until folk won't believe it.
All right, Pastor.
It's just that simple.
All right.
I believe you died for my sin. I accept you as my Savior. You say. It's so simple. Now, if he had come to you, I'll save you if you give me $5,000. It's so simple and unbelief-like to folks. That's too easy. Well, I tell you what, I got a little hole you got to squeeze in. If you get in the inside, you're saved. It's so simple. The devil got folks won't believe it. So simple. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Watch this. Saved from what? And end up in the lake of fire. See, God gonna get hell and dump it over in the lake of fire forever. And ever.
And ever.
When God gave you a way out, just believe on him that he come to save you from going to hell. He done nothing. And folks won't believe it. The devil put doubts in folks' mind. It makes it, that sounds too easy. But I dare you to walk out on faith that this is truth. The Bible doesn't lie. We're trying to find lies in it, but it doesn't lie. And God had it fixed. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever what? Believeth in him should not what? But have what? Do y'all understand that? You have a life with God forever. Nothing but peace and joy by believing that Jesus died for our sin. He went to hell for us. What I'm going for? What in hell we want anyway? Nothing. Ain't nothing down there but burning throughout eternity. Let us all stand. And when God said, if you believe that he is the Son of God, thou shall be saved. Will there be one? Won't give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. You may come now. The doors of the church is open. Will there be another one? Won't give your life to Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Will there be another one? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Will there be another? Will there be another? Hallelujah, hallelujah.